Okay, glasses on. Happy New Year. Happy 2024, Brat Babes. It's hard to believe that we are here, honestly. I hope you guys had a great holiday. I have been doing a whole lot of nothing, and it's been amazing. However, today's going to be a really short episode because I am battling a really bad headache, almost like a migraine. It's a headache, earache, and I've had it for about 5 days. I am going to go see my doctor today, so hopefully I can get this pounding headache gone. I'm also minimizing screen time, and I had to cancel a few interviews this week, which sucks, but this is just how it goes. And so it's not the best way to start my 2024 new year, but I'm not going to let that stop me. I'm going to continue resting and doing what I can to feel 100% better. But I really wanted to have this chat with you. So I'm going to grab my coffee. I hope you guys have your coffee, or if you're traveling and I'm in your ears, safe drive, but let's have a chat. I'm just going to sip on my coffee. Okay, can we talk about the weather? I mean, I'm not the biggest fan of small talk, but we need to chat about this. Like, the weather, what is going on? What's happening? Come on, Canada. We need more snow. It's really putting a damper on things. And I mean, on a positive note, I'm able to still go out and dirt bike, and our dirt bike area that has no snow is, well, actually all over the place, but if in the winter we usually traveled, you know, to Vancouver, ride McNutt, right now Squamish is still rideable, and actually even in Pemberton. So Pemberton has no snow. And the only place that really has some snow is actually my area. So if you drive down Pemberton Meadows deep in the valley, there's no snow until basically you hit like deep in the meadows, which is where I am, and we have snow now. It's been raining, it has been melting the snow, but we're still able to snowmobile in the backyard, which I'm extremely grateful for. But it really does sadden me that the weather has been quite warm and there has been a lack of snow and just a whole lot of rain. I am, like I mentioned, able to pull the girls around on our sleds. They're on the toboggans, or, you know, they hop on their own snowmobiles, but they've been having a lot of fun with the toboggans and we pulled them around with our sleds. And actually during the holidays, our friends came up from Squamish and we took the kids, our kids, outside, and I was, you know, pulling them around behind the snowmobile on the toboggans, and it started to torrential downpour. Like, it was insane. I was just really sad. I was like, how is this even happening? The kids, all they want to do is play outside. The kids, my friends that live in Squamish, they were so excited to see snow. And I mean, yeah, we have the snow, but holy moly, you don't want to be playing outside when it's downpouring like that, right? Like, yeah, anyways, super sad about what's happening around the globe. That's not even just like our area. It's happening everywhere and it's mind blowing. Yes, global warming is a thing. And, you know, we are seeing like kind of a different pattern happening here. Now, I'm not going to get into politics. But you know, I had this conversation actually with my neighbor, and it was 2010. Now, I don't know if you guys remember back in 2010, I was not a sledder yet, but we were snowboarders and the Olympics came to Vancouver. And I don't know if you guys remember, but we had no snow. Whistler had no snow, and they were shipping with helicopters. They were hauling buckets of snow. I think it was to like Grouse or Seymour. I can't remember the mountains, but they were moving snow around just to make the Olympics happen. The Winter Olympics happened for 2010. So we do go through, you know, these warmer seasons, if you will. So I feel like we're just kind of in that season. I do believe that the snow is going to come. When? I don't know. I have no idea. But I mean, we are in January. There's still hope. You know, we have a couple more months. I am wishing that we do get, you know, a couple more dumps of snow before the spring hits. I actually even saw on the Pemberton Valley Facebook group that a lot of farmers, like, their tulips are starting to grow. A lot of things that, you know, bulbs that they planted in the fall, they're starting to come up. So not only are we confused, but, you know, Mother Nature and our plants, the environment, everyone's a little confused at this time. So yeah, hoping for more snow. And with, you know, desperate times comes with desperate measures. And I've been keeping tabs on the Women's Snowmobile Facebook group as well. And I've been seeing all of your comments. You know, all of you are looking for the snow. You're chasing the snow. You're asking, where's the snow at? And I even have friends, you know, that traveled from here, from the Sea to Sky corridor, which is Squamish, Whistler, and Pemberton. All these letters came together and they traveled up north. They traveled up to Alaska, because I think Alaska, if I'm correct me if I'm wrong, but I think they're getting quite a bit of snow. I think that's the only area that's getting snow right now. And so a group of them went up to Alaska, and I've been looking at their photos. I haven't seen any like POW shots yet, but I'm sure there is, and I can't wait to see and ask my friends how the trip was. But how dope would that be to travel to Alaska to go sledding? Again, I'm just curious, and I thought this would be an interesting conversation that we can have. You can always drop in my DMs over on Instagram, which is at Angelisa Edwards. And I'm just curious, would you travel, or how far would you travel to find the snow to go out and snowmobile? Most of us do have customized sleds, you know, we do put a lot of effort into customizing our own rides to fit us. But I'm curious, would you book a flight, like hop on a plane, travel to wherever the snow is, and rent sleds just to get your thrill? Like, if you, let's say you had like an abundance of money, or like a bunch of money, okay, and you can spend that right now. Now, I know, again, the world's kind of crazy right now, but if you had the money and you could go anywhere, where would you go to go snowmobiling? I'm so curious. A few years ago, my bucket list was to travel to Sweden. And I was actually like talking to a bunch of my friends. We were really like trying to make it work. But I think either I was pregnant or just had Billy, and it was just like not possible at that time. So Sweden is definitely a bucket list of mine, but again, like, I don't think they've had a lot of snow, and I know their snowmobile areas are very slim. I don't think they have big areas to ride in. I did my research again when I was pregnant or postpartum, and I can't remember. Mom brain, I swear to God. So I did do my research, but again, that was years ago. So yeah, what's on your bucket list? Where would you travel to, and how far? Would you rent sleds? Let me know. Let's have this conversation. And if you do drop in my DMs and tell me, I would love to do kind of like an episode where we talk about your bucket list and where you would go. So again, my Instagram handle is at Angelisa Edwards, and let me know, where would you go? What would you do, and who would you go with? Oh, that would be such a fun conversation. Okay. On other news, I gave away two spots for the AST Avalanche Safety Training 1 course, which was hosted, or is hosted, by Black Tusk Snowmobile Club. So thank you to all of those that messaged me to get that spot. I said it a couple episodes ago over on my podcast, and so I was able to hook a babe up. And then I also ended up doing a second giveaway, and that was on my Instagram. And so that's kind of what the club had requested, is that I do a giveaway. And so yeah, I found a winner through that. So we are giving two babes an AST1 course. And I'm just very, very stoked and honored that one Black Tusk Snowmobile Club wanted to hook the babes up. And it's something that I've always wanted to do when I started Brat Babes back in 2018, is I wanted to create some type of scholarships through Brat Babes, like an academy, raise funds for women in need. This sport is so expensive, and so I would love to lighten the load in some way, shape, or form. So I'm, again, really honored and excited that we were able to hook up two Brat Babes to get educated with some snow science. So yay. And secondly, I am hosting a women's social ride. So we're doing a snowmobile and snow bike ride. There's so many women in our area that are snow biking, which I am so excited for as well. So I am hosting this with Powder Mountain Snowmobile Club, and that is located in Whistler. Brandywine is usually what we call it. It's Brandywine. Yeah, Brandywine. Like, there's Brandywine Falls and then there's Brandywine. I don't know, it's kind of confusing, but anyways, that's where Powder Mountain Snowmobile Club is located, is in Brandywine. The ride takes place January 27th, which is Saturday, and we will be meeting at the parking lot in Brandywine for 8:30. So the ride starts at 9 till about 3. Now we'll kind of gauge it to see what the weather is happening and also what the snow is happening. So this is a rain, snow, or no. This event is still going to happen and we're going to make it fun. Whether it's we do a barbecue in the parking lot and we still get together, or we like go in the slush and we find some snow, regardless of what's going to happen, we're still going to put it on, okay? Unless the club says absolutely not. We obviously have to respect everyone's wishes, but this is kind of what we've talked about with the club. So we will also have a ton of goodies for all the Brat Babes, and Brew Mountain Cafe is providing lunch for all of us. How rad is that? Again, like, so stoked, so honored that companies want to hook the babes up. So if you want to join in on the fun, you can message me over on Instagram at Angelisa Edwards, or you can also email me brapbabes@gmail.com, and that is brapbabes@gmail.com. I also created a vlog of last year's ride, so make sure to go and watch that and check that out on my YouTube channel. I will link that up over here if you're watching on YouTube, or in the show notes if you're on the podcast. And that's all that I have for you today. And thank you so much for being here. Keep killing it safely out there. And I will catch you guys next week. Okay, bye.